Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
Well, before we read some scriptures, I would just like to say of the privilege that has been to be with you these days.
让我们在读圣经之前，我要感谢主给我这次特别的机会和弟兄姐妹们同在。
And first and foremost, we thank the Lord for giving us such privilege.
首先呢，我们要感谢神给我们这样的一个特权。
We thank Him for His grace and for His Word that we can.Meditate upon together.
我们感谢他的恩典和他赐下的话语，我们可以一同来思考。
At the same time, I'm very grateful for you, brothers and sisters.
同时呢，我也为着弟兄姐妹们非常感谢神。
I have enjoyed wonderful hospitality from all of you in different ways, and I'm very grateful for that.
我在这边的时候享受了弟兄姐妹们各样的爱心和款待。
Through that, I get to touch something of the love of Christ through you.
借着这些弟兄姐妹们所付出的，我已经摸到了神的爱。
So we would just like to read just a few passages as we begin.
我们开始的时候再来读几处经文。
And again, the verse that has been kind of the main thread for this time, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4.
我们这一次冬令会的主题是出自以弗所书的二章四节。
But God, being rich in mercy,Because of His great love with which He has loved us.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
His great love.
他的大爱。
And if you would turn to the Gospel of John chapter 15.
我们要读约翰福音第十五章。
Two verses, 9 and 10.
我们看一下第九节和第十节。
And our Lord Jesus says, Just as the Father has loved me,I have also loved you. Abide in my love.
第九节，这是主耶稣基督说的话。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
第十节，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
And finally, one verse from the Old Covenant in the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17.
我们要读出一处旧约圣经，是在西番雅书第三章十七节。
The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. In other translations, he will rest in his love.He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy.
耶和华你们的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你们中间必因你欢欣喜乐，这欢欣喜乐也因你可以得着安息，默然爱你，并且你喜悦，因你喜悦而欢呼。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有些祷告。
Lord, we are so grateful for inviting us to your table.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你，把我们邀请在你的饼杯桌子面前。
Oh, indeed, we see a table prepared before us, even in the presence of our enemies.
实在是我们看见你是在我们敌人面前为我们预备筵席。
And on the one hand, Lord, we see your absolute triumph as we even partake of this table.
当我们来一同参加饼杯的时候，我们一方面看见你那完全的得胜。
Even if we are around enemies.Lord, you have triumphed, and that's why we sit in peace before you. We thank you.
甚至在你的敌人包围当中，你完全的得胜。因此，今天我们可以平安的坐在你的面前。
But more than that, we see your love for us, even as we partake of these emblems of love, of the bread and the cup. We thank you and worship you.
但更是当我们借着这爱的标记之物来到你饼杯面前的时候，我们看见你深深的爱。
And now, Lord, as we turn to your word.In fact, we turn to you.
当我们来到你话语的面前的时候，实际上我们愿意是来到你自己的面前。
Once again, we remember, Lord, that when you fed all that multitude, they not just had a little piece, but everyone was fed and they were satisfied.
我们实在是被提醒，当你来喂饱那众人的时候，你不仅仅是让他们能吃的一点点，乃是吃的非常的丰富。
We remember, Lord, that of your fullness we have all received and grace for grace.
我们实在是知道在你的恩典当中我们已经得到了何等的 祝福。
We pray that as today we meditate together on the word of the Lord, that we may all experience that fullness which is in our Lord Jesus.
当我们今天一同来思考话你的话语的时候，我们实在是愿意经历你自己那个丰盛的恩典。
We bring to you what we have, which is just 5 loaves and 2 fish. What is that, Lord?
我们把我们自己仅有的一点，就像五饼二鱼一样，那算得什么呢？带到你的面前。
And yet, once again, we confess, it's not what we have.But it's to whom we bring it. It is to you, Lord. Would you take it, Lord? Would you bless it? Would you give it to all of us, and we will be satisfied in you.
我们向你祷告，向我们也向你祈求。我们所带到你面前的实在是很少，但是我们知道我们是带到谁的面前？是带到这位丰盛主的面前。你要丰盛的祝福我们。
We pray these things, Lord, for your own glory.
我们为着你自己的荣耀做这些祷告。
In your precious name.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, we do thank the Lord, even as I prayed, for this table that the Lord prepares for us and invites us to.
像我们刚才所祷告的，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们实在是为着主今天早晨领我们到他的饼杯面前，向他献上深处的感谢。
As we read, each time when we remember our Lord Jesus, we remember in a way his love for us, of course.
我们实在是像我们刚才所读到的，每一次我们来纪念主耶稣基督的时候，我们是纪念他的爱。
I remember hearing our brother Kong, our dear brother, saying one time that this is a table of love.
我们还记得我们亲爱的弟兄，我们的江弟兄常常说，这个桌子是爱的桌子。
We can only look at the emblems, at the bread being broken, and immediately we are reminded to the extent that he went to love us.Even being broken for us.
我们当我们看见这桌子上的饼被掰开的时候，我们实在是被提醒主耶稣基督他为我们舍弃的，他的身体为我们裂开。
We drink of the cup, we know that his blood was shed for us. What kind of love is that?
当我们喝这个杯的时候，我们知道这是用他血所立的新约，他的血为我们所，这是何等的爱。
We remember that in that blood, he has established a new covenant.
我们知道借着这个血他设立了新约。
Which is, again, we're, I guess we're, time after time, we're facing something that is beyond our comprehension.
实在是一次又一次的我们来到一些这个爱的面前，我们觉得这是远超过我们心思能够明白。
You see, the eternal God, if he just says something, that should be enough. He cannot lie. He's true. He says that should be enough.
就是这位永恒的神他是那位神，他不会撒谎的神，他说了就是事实。
Oh no, but he has established a covenant, an agreement. He bound himself, I don't know why, but out of what he is, he wants to assure us of the certainty of all that he has done, and he established a new covenant.
然而在这位真实的神面前，他竟愿意为我们立约，我们不知道为什么，他愿意自己用这个约来限制他的自己。
And in that covenant, as the word of God tells us, it is firm, it is sure forever, and we rest in what he did.
这个约使我们有一个确据，是他能够永远来保证他实行他的约。
As we partake of this table, we are reminded of all these things.
当我们来到饼杯桌子面前，愿这些都成为我们的提醒。
And as we read, every time we partake it, we not only announce the death of our Lord Jesus,
当每一次我们来到饼杯面前的时候，像我们所读到的，我们不仅仅是纪念主耶稣基督的死，
But we do that until he comes.
并且我们如此做是盼望他的来。
In other words, the table is reminding us not just of his love, but of the fact that he is coming back.
这个桌子不仅仅提醒我们他的爱，而且是提醒我们他要再来。
And I guess that I don't need to tell you.The type of days in which we are living, when the signs of his coming are becoming increasingly clear day by day.
我不需要跟弟兄姐妹们更多的提醒，我们知道今天我们所活这个世代，每一天都提醒我们主耶稣基督再来的日子近了。
I'm reminded of the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 24.
我们主耶稣基督在马太福音第24章所提醒我们的。
And he's talking about his parousia, his return.Right?
他提到他自己的再来。
And you remember that he says that those days, he compares them with he speaks of the beginning of the birth pangs.
他提到那些日子的时候，他说好像是那个产难日子的开始。
And there is a kind of a parable or a metaphor before us.
这里边在我们里边有一个比喻，有一个例子。
It's as if he's comparing his return with a birth.
这里边他讲到他的再来好像一个生产的过程。
Now, I think sisters understand that much better than us, you know,
你知道
brothers.
姊妹们在这点上比我们更能够了解。
In a birth, something wonderful is about to happen. A new life will be ushered into this world.
我们知道生产呢是一件非常奇妙的事情，一个新的生命即将诞生。
But before that happens, and sisters understand that better than us, oh, it's something that is not so easy.
但是在这之前，姊妹们更了解，这并不是一件容易的事情。
The woman, when she's going through the process of birth giving, there is going to be the pangs, the pains of birth.
当母亲要经历生产的时候，在这之前，她要经历一个非常难过的产难。
And this seems to be the metaphor that our Lord Jesus is using.
这里边就是主耶稣基督用这个作为例子。
At his coming, the most glorious thing that happened in humanity.Will be manifested. The Lord Jesus Himself in glory. He already came here, but now He comes in glory. Every eye will see, and that is about to be manifested when He comes.
这是人类所要经历的一个最伟大的时刻，就是这位主，我们都知道他是主，他要重新一次在荣耀当中显现。
But before that happens, there is the birth pangs.
在这之前会有一个产难。
Now, as anyone that is a mother can tell you, they will say this. The birth pangs are characterized by two things.
每一个母亲都知道这个产难有两个特点。
The more you get closer to the actual delivery, the pains become number one, more frequent.
当这个越接近产难的时候，这个痛就越频率越高。
And number two, they become more intense.
第二点呢，就是这个疼痛越来越剧烈。
So you see that there is something like a paradox. The most wonderful thing about to happen, oh, but before it happens, the pains are more intense and more frequent.
所以我们看见，当这个最荣耀的时刻要来之前，这个痛苦呢是越来越频率越高，越来越加剧。
Now, brothers and sisters, I believe this is a moment.When we especially need to be rooted and grounded in the love of Christ to go through this last phase of history before His coming.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这提醒我们，在这个艰难的时代，我们的爱心更是要有根有基，能够一同经历这个末后的时代。
Being rooted in that love, being grounded in that love, will be our protection, will be our security, our assurance.In the darkest period of history,
我们在它里边爱能够有根有基，才能成为我们的盼望，才能带领我们经历这个最艰难的时刻。
Now there is something in the book of Revelation that really amazes me.
在启示录里边有些事情实在是让我们感到非常的惊讶。
As you know, the book of Revelation oftentimes, is a book that perhaps we read it and we are scared about what we read.
我想启示录有的时候呢是一卷书，让我们读的时候我们觉得好像里边有些惧怕。
Perhaps some people seeing that book, a book of horror.
有的人把这卷书可能是感觉好像它是一本恐怖的书。
And well, all sort of horrible things are recorded in that book.
的确在这个书里边记载了很多可怕的事情。
Great judgments, terrible things happening in this world before the coming of the Lord.
神的大审判。是神在末世的时代所要赐下的审判。
But brothers and sisters, how should we, who belong to Him, to our Lord Jesus, see this book?
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们这些属主耶稣基督的人，怎样来看这本书呢？
Let me just read one verse at the very beginning of that book, because I think it has a message that is supposed to be what we take into our hearts, even as we go through that last phase of history.
我要读一节经文。是在这卷书的开始的时候，因为当我们读这些经文的时候，对于我们来讲，实在是提醒我们主耶稣基督要做的。
In chapter 1, verse 5, we read these words.
第一章第五节。
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood.
并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活的，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
That is like the very first thing that our Lord Jesus says. Before anything that you see in this book, he reminds us. He is the one who loves us.
这是主耶稣基督一开始的时候，在这卷书所要记载所有的内容之前，他告诉我们说，他爱我们。
And of course, in the book, you're going to see all those things. There are beasts, there is a harlot that is drinking the blood of martyrs. There is all the trumpets of judgment, the bowls, the seals, and whatnot. However, before any of those things, our Lord reminds us, he is the one that loves us.
在启示录里边所要记载所有的这些事情，包括那些兽、淫妇和圣徒的血，所有所要经历这些悲惨的事情之前，他告诉我们，他爱我们。
The book begins and ends in a note of love.
这卷书从一开始是爱，结束是爱。
You remember that the last scene in the city is the Lamb and His bride.
我们记得在这个圣城的里边有羔羊和他的妻。
Brothers and sisters, that is our safety, to abide in that love, to be rooted and grounded in it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们里边的确据。我们若是在他的爱里边有根有基。
As you remember, the Apostle Paul, the way he concludes that first half of Romans in chapter 8.
我们知道保罗在罗马书第八章的头半部分。
What does he say?
他说什么呢？
Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
没有什么能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝的。
And he enumerates terrible things. He says, what shall separate us? It's going to be tribulation, or anguish, or famine, or nakedness, or sword, which means death.
他说有什么能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？是死亡，是赤身裸体，是所有这些苦难吗？
And he concludes by saying, I am assured that nothing, and he enumerates nor death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, and all those things, nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
他说没有什么可以能够使我们与神的爱隔绝，不是这些外边的工作、仇敌的势力和这些死亡和苦难。
So, brothers and sisters, as we are facing the days which we are facing,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们面对今天这个时代的时候
，Oh, may the Lord open our eyes afresh to see that in His love is an unshakable security.
愿主打开我们的眼睛，因为在他的爱里边有一个坚强不改变的保证。
Now.I just want to mention something else about these last days in connection with the book of Revelation.
我要再提一下这些天我们所交通的信息，关乎于也特别是关乎于启示录方面的。
It seems that the great strategy of the enemy, of Satan, has always been to create a breach between God and man.
我们看见仇敌他的策略好像是永远他要在人和神之间造成一个分裂。
But specifically in this matter of God's love.
特别是关乎于神的爱这件事情。
So, do you remember the temptation in Genesis chapter 3?
我们知道在创世纪第三章里边那里边仇敌的试探。
Do you remember how the serpent or Satan through the serpent was tempting Eve?
我们还记得那个魔鬼就是那个仇敌，是他是怎样引诱夏娃的吗
？In that temptation, there is something quite subtle.
在那个引诱里边，我们看见有一个非常隐蔽的事情。
But at the end of the day, it's something to aim to create a doubt about the love of God.
但是我们看见那个隐蔽的背后的最终的目的是要在人中在夏娃里边造成一个怀疑神的爱。
So Satan comes along through the serpent and he asks a question. Is this that God said that you shouldn't eat of any of the trees of the garden?
他问夏娃说这岂是神说园中所有的树的果子你都不能吃吗
?Now, of course, we realize that there is a subtleness in that question.
当然我们知道这个在这个问题里边呢它有一个隐蔽性。
Far from being an innocent type of question, is a question that is specifically designed to plant a seed of doubt in Eve's heart.
这个问题它本身呢，它是要在夏娃的心中埋下一个怀疑的种子。
Because as you remember, what the Lord said is quite the opposite. He said, "You can eat of any tree in the garden. You're not going to eat of this specific tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil."
但实际上呢，这他所说的话跟神所说的是完全相反的，因为神告诉他说，园中所有树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是不能吃那边。
But through this question, a seed of doubt is being planted in Eve's heart.
然而借着这个问题，一个怀疑的种子已经种在了夏娃的心里。
There is a subtle attack on God's character, an attempt to imply, I don't think God loves you so much. He's depriving you from all things, which is a lie.
所以我们看见这个仇敌所做的工作是一个非常隐蔽性的，来攻击神爱的特性，说我不觉得神如此爱你。
So we see that even at the fall of man, at the very beginning, the matter of the love of God is at the root of it.
所以我们看见在人类一开始堕落的时候，这个根本的原因就是关乎于神的爱。
The enemy attempting to plant that doubt, does God really love you?
仇敌永远是要在我们里边种下一个怀疑的种子，神真的爱你吗？
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm convincedthat the great battle in this last phase of history will always be raged in the spiritual realm, I mean, regarding that very point in the hearts of believers. The battle that is going to be, you know, that is going to be raging is on that very point. Does God really love us?
我弟兄姐妹们相信在这个末后的时代，这个征战的中心仍然是那个焦点。仇敌要让我们怀疑神真的爱我们。
Now, I don't mean that on an intellectual basis, because that would be ridiculous. We all know that. Yes, the Lord loves us. We know it.
从我们的这个理性的角度来讲，这是毫无疑问的，我们都知道神爱我们。
But as we go through something that is horrible,
但是当我们经历一些艰难的经历的时候，
the great risk is that in our hearts, we feel it differently than what we say with our mouths. And we are kind of,Is this really love?
我们里边所经历的会让我们里边有一个感觉，这个感觉呢和我们嘴上所说、心思所明白的不一样。神真的爱我们。
And I'm reminded that in Revelation, in chapter 12, there is that vision of the woman and about to give birth and the man child being born and so forth. And at a certain point in that vision, there is a sentence.
我们知道在启示录的第十二章里边，我们看见这边这个。有一个男孩子要诞生。
So it says, in verse 9, it says, And the dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan. Just the beginning.
Yeah, 就是那个大龙就是古蛇，他的名字是魔鬼，他被摔在地上。
Now it's very interesting that this verse connects the dragon, Satan, with that initial temptation, the serpent at the beginning.
所以我们看见这个大龙就被带到他的原来告诉我们他的名字就是魔鬼，就是一开始在伊甸园里边引诱夏娃的那一个。
Oh, but there is a big difference here.
但是在这里边呢，还有一个非常巨大的区别。
Because the serpent is something subtle. It's something that is, the strategies there are very, very kind of, you know, subtle.
因为这个古蛇呢，他所做的事情在伊甸园里边是非常隐秘的。
However, in the end days, that serpentis identified as a dragon, cruel, where the gloves come off. Let's put it that way.
所以我们看见在启示录里边，这里面告诉我们他是成了大龙，他的工作就变成非常的冷酷，并且呢变得非常的明显。
And I'm convinced, brothers and sisters, that the great battle is going to be around the same strategy in the beginning. It's about the love of God.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我心里边确信那个征战的中心。仍然是在像伊甸园里边一样，是关乎于神的爱的。
Does God really love you?
神真的爱我们吗
？But again, it's not an intellectual thing.
我们要再一次提醒，这不是我们头脑里边的。
In our minds, we're going to say, "Of course, the Lord loves me. Yes, I know that."
在我们的心思、头脑当中，我们明白神真的爱我们。
But how it is in your heart? Do you really? Are you rooted? Are you grounded in that love?
但是在我们的心里边是不是有这个确据？我们的是不是在他的爱里边有根有基？
It is very interesting that our Lord Jesus, in that farewell discourse in John between chapters 14 and 16, he mentions the matter of love.
我们非常感谢主，在这个主耶稣基督在约翰福音第十四章到十六章中间，他提到这个爱。
In a way that is the last burden of the Lord Jesus.
实际上，这是主耶稣心中那个最后的负担。
And you know, when you're saying last words, immediately there is a special urgency in everything that is being said.
当人要说最后一句话的时候，在这些话里边呢，有一个非常大的一个那个急迫感，重要性。
Everything that is going to be said.Is the most essential, the most important things, and that's the nature of what you find in the farewell discourse, John chapter 14 through 16.
在我们要人要说最后这些话里边的时候，都是那些最重要、最根本的。这也是在我们在约翰福音第十四章到十六章所。
In a way similar to the book of Deuteronomy,
和生命记里边所提到的一样。
Because you remember.That is Moses who knows that he's going to be with the Lord. And in that last month of his life, he puts the essential things in that wondrous book of Deuteronomy.
因为这是摩西，他知道他即将要与主同在，所以在这个末后的生命记末后这些章里边，他把那些最重要心里的东西记载下来。
And it's not unlike 2 Timothy. When Paul is about, he says, the time has come. I'm going to be with, I finished the course.Essential things are being said in that book.
同样呢，也我们也看见在提摩太后书里边，当保罗知道他要离世的时候，他已经打了美好的仗，把那些最重要的事情写下来。
Or 2 Peter, for that matter, in the same category, when he knows that the time his earthly tent is about to be, you know, that's it. I'm about to go to be with the Lord.
同样呢，像彼得后书也一样，他知道在地上这个帐篷即将挪去，所以要把最重要的心里的话。
Well, but in that farewell discourse, our Lord says the words that I just read, it has something to do with love.
我们知道这主耶稣基督，我们刚才读到这些事情是关乎于爱。
Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Verse 9. Abide, remain, dwell in my love.
他说，正如父爱我，我也爱你们，所以你要常。常常地住在我的爱里。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you realize that, but that is as the perfect man, that is the great characteristic of that perfect humanity of our Lord Jesus. He remained 24/7 through those 33 and a half years in the love of his Father. No breach whatsoever.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们不知道我们能不能意识到，我们所读到这节经文，它是一位完全的人，是一位神的儿子，他在地上能够每天每时每刻的33年半住在神的爱里。
That point in which our first forefathers, Adam and Eve, they failed, allowing a breach to be planted in their hearts regarding the love of God, suspecting that love, our Lord Jesus, as the second man, as the last Adam, he overcame. No breach whatsoever.He abode, he remained in the love of his father.
人类的祖先亚当和夏娃，他们跟神的爱隔绝了。然而，这个第二个人主耶稣基督来到地上的时候，从来没有与神的爱隔绝。他把这个爱放在我们的里边。
Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love.
像父爱我一样，我也爱你们，所以要常住在我的爱里。
Now, how did he do that? How?Do we see a picture in Scripture of our Lord Jesus abiding in that love?
他是怎样做到的呢？我们在这个圣经里边有没有看见主耶稣基督他在地上行事的一幅图画？
Oh, because if we see our head doing something, we know that his life today is in us. That is instruction for us, brothers and sisters.
当我们看见我们的头做一件事情的时候，那就是我们在地上做事的原则和指导，我们就可以跟着做。
Well, I believe that his temptation.Is a wondrous example. Is a wondrous. It exemplifies. It shows us this principle in action. Our Lord Jesus abiding in the love of His Father.
我们知道主耶稣基督他受试炼的时候是一个非常奇妙的一个例子，让我们看见他怎样 住在神的爱里。
And something that perhaps at times is not quite obvious to us in his temptation, that this matter of love is also seems to be at the root of the whole event.
我们知道，当我们读主耶稣基督受试探的时候，他在神的爱里边有根有基这件事情，并不是好像从字面上非常明显。
Because you remember when you read, for instance, the book of Matthew, what is being recorded just before that temptation?
当我们读马太福音的时候，我们还记得当主耶稣基督受试探的时候，在那之前那句经文是什么吗？
Yes, you got it right. It's the baptism of our Lord.
是的，是主耶稣基督到他的受洗。
And what is the declaration from heaven in his baptism?
当他主耶稣基督受洗的时候，天上的宣告是什么呢？
This is my beloved son. In him I am well pleased.
这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦。
It's as if the Father in heaven is putting his stamp of approval of those 30 years, silent 30 years.Private 30 years. We know nothing almost of those years. His birth, his bar mitzvah, virtually nothing else. But we know one thing.
这好像是我们的天父在主耶稣基督这三十年上，这三十年是好像一个沉默的，我们并不能够特别了解的这三十年，在这些日子上盖上了印。
Oh, the Son has pleased his Father in everything. And something unique in human history happens. The Lord never said that.Not about Moses, not about Elijah, not about any great servant in the Old Testament, but he says it about his son.
这是神儿子他在神面前所过的生活。我们的天上的父从来没有对任何他的仆人，无论是摩西、旧约时代所有的仆人，没有说过这句话，但是对他的儿子说，这是我的儿子，我喜爱的。
This is my beloved son. I am well pleased in him.
这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
It's a matter, brothers and sisters, of the love of the Father upon our Lord Jesus. It's being revealed. Oh, that is the love that the Father always had for him, but now it's being publicly revealed.
是的，我们知道我们的神他是一直爱着主耶稣基督，但在这件事情上，我们看见他的爱向世人公开了。
But immediately after the baptism, our Lord Jesus is led by the Holy Spirit, mind you, to the desert, to the wilderness, to be tempted by the devil.
但是我们发现呢，当主耶稣基督刚刚受浸之后，就借着圣灵把他带到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
And you remember, our Lord Jesus fasted for 40 days.
我们记得主耶稣基督他禁食40昼夜。
And it's at that point that the devil comes.
是在那个时候这个魔鬼来了。
No, I'll tell you this, if I skip one meal, I'm already a little grumpy.Maybe you don't want to be around me. You know, we get moody. We don't operate that well.
我也向弟兄姐妹们承认，如果我少吃一顿饭的话，我的脾气就变得坏了，大家可能不愿意跟我坐在一起。
But here is our Lord Jesus.
但是我们的主耶稣基督。
After 40 days and 40 nights, without eating, without drinking.
禁食40个昼夜。
Let's put it this way. Here's our Lord Jesus in his humanity, which was 100% real, in his...Extreme exhaustion, if I can use that word.
我们知道这主耶稣基督这个时候呢，他是一个完全的人，在他的肉身当中四十个昼夜之后，他是非常的疲惫。
And the first thing that the enemy says is this: If you are the Son of God, why don't you command these stones to become bread?
这仇敌所说的第一句话说：若你若是神的儿子，为什么不吩咐这些石头变成饼呢？
But that if you are the Son of God is not mere accident.
所以但这并不是一个偶然。
Because the last thing we see right before in the baptism is, this is my beloved Son.
这里边我们知道，因为在主耶稣基督受浸之后，神说这是我的爱子。
So in a way you see the strategy of the enemy, just like in Genesis 3, no change.
所以我们看见仇敌所用的这个策略，像在创世纪里边是一样的。
It's as if the enemy is saying, if you're really the son, how come you're in such state? How come you're in such weakness? How come you're in such exhaustion? Why don't you do something? But there is a seed of doubt that an attempt to plant a seed of doubt regarding the love of the father for the son.
仇敌好像是说，你若是真是你神的儿子，你为什么现在在这样的光景当中？你看你饥饿、疲乏。仇敌要在主耶稣基督的心里 放下一个对爱怀疑的种子。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. He would not allow any breach to come between him and the love of his father.
但是感谢主，他不允许在他和神之间的爱有任何的隔离。
We know it because he overcame that temptation. In the three instances, he remained in the love of the Father.
我们知道，因为在这三次的试探当中，我们的主耶稣基督一直在神的爱里。
I would dare to say, brothers and sisters, that in his physical frame, there was no sensation of that love. There was no evidence. When you're in extreme exhaustion, you know how it goes. It seems that everything is fuzzy, and there is nothing that our Lord can hang on as far as his sensations.
我甚至可以敢说，在他的肉体当中，在他的感觉当中，是没有任何的感觉这个爱在他的里边，因为我们在我们这些软弱的肉体当中，在那样的光景当中，实在是不能够感觉到。
Oh, but the answer he gives to the enemy.
但是他向着仇敌的回答。
Man shall not live by bread alone.
人不能够单靠食物活着。
But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
The word of my Father is enough.
我父的话就足够了。
If he says that I am the Son.Oh, I rest in that love.
如果他说我是他的儿子，我的信心就建立在这句话。
And I don't need to take any step out of my own initiative apart from the command of my Father.
我不需要自己做任何的事情，乃是要服从神的命令。
As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love.
就像父爱我一样，我也爱你们，要常常住在我的爱里。
You know, it's very interesting to see a contrast between our Lord Jesus in his triumph in that temptation, and not just Genesis 3, but also with Israel in the wilderness.
当我们看见主耶稣基督在这些试探面前他所的得胜的时候，实在是一个巨大的对比，不仅仅是启示录当中，我们也看见和以色列人在旷野当中对比。
Because of course we know the story.
我们知道这个故事。
Israel in those 40 years in the wilderness, they are being tried. They are being tested.
因为以色列人在旷野当中40年当中受尽试炼。
But do you see that again, at the core of the whole matter, there is something that touches the love of God?
但是我们有没有看见在这个问题最中心处我们看见是关乎于神的爱。
The book of Hebrews tells us that they haveSinned or they have failed because of their unbelief.
希伯来书告诉我们说，他们因着自己的不信，不信的恶心，他们犯罪离弃神。
But when we read Deuteronomy, something is added to that.
但是当我们读到这个生命记的时候，我们看见更多一些细节。
I think I got the wrong reference here. In Deuteronomy chapter 1.You know, when Moses is recounting what is the experience of the people, how they failed at Kadesh Barnea.
我们知道在这个创世纪这个生命记里边，摩西向着以色列人重新申诉这些诫命。
So at a certain point, and let me see if I can really find it quickly here.
我们要找到这处的经文。
Okay, I owe you the reference. It's in chapter 1. I'll just mention it to you.
是在第一章。
When those 10 spies gave a report that was accurate. Oh, there are giants there, right? But it's the report of unbelief, as you remember. We don't stand a chance. That's what they said.
这个故事的背景呢，就是这十个探子回来，他们的报的信，其实这些信息呢，是真实的，说他们看见这个城里边的人是高的巨人。
You remember the people panicked.
我们知道以色列人他们都惊慌了。
And if you remember what was the reaction at a certain point, and that's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 1, I owe you the verse, they say, it's because the Lord hates us. He brought us here to kill us in this wilderness.
我们知道呢在这个生命记里边记载说这些他们的因着听见这些恶信信心都消化了他们说因着神爱恨我们。所以他把我们带到这些旷野里。
In the blink of an eye, they forget all that happened in Egypt, the 10 plagues, the blood of the lamb that delivered them. The Red Sea being parted. All the manifestations of God's love is as if in a moment of panic, they become a fuzzy, distant history.
就在转眼之间，好像他们就忘记了神在埃及所行的一切事情。他借着十个灾难来惩罚埃及人。他分成红海，带领以色列人过红海，进入这个四十年的沙漠。这些都忘记了。
And what's their conclusion?
那结论是什么呢？
Oh, the Lord brought us here because He hates us.
他们的结论是说，神把我们带到这里，因为他恨我们。
A people that couldn't trust the love of God. That's at the root of the whole matter.
这些人他们不能够相信神的爱，这是他们问题的根本。
And again, in Hebrews chapter 3, there is a phrase that you remember.
在希伯来书第三章里边有一个我们需要记得的一句话。
In verse 12, there is a warning for all of us.
在第十二节有一句话对我们来讲都是一个非常重要的警醒。
And by the context, you know that the author to the Hebrews, he's speaking about the experience of Israel in the wilderness.
我们知道这节经文的背景呢是他讲到以色列人在旷野里的经历。
And he says, take care, brethren, that there not be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God.
这里边作者告诉说呢弟兄们呐、啊，你们要谨慎，免得在你们中间有人存不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
He's calling the attitude that Israel had in the wilderness an evil, unbelieving heart.
他把以色列人在旷野里边这些情况比如成是不信的恶心。
Why evil, unbelieving? Well, unbelieving is pretty clear, I guess, but evil.
为什么是恶心呢？我们知道这个不信是很明显的，但是为什么是恶心呢
？Because brothers and sisters, that is our nature in Adam is such that whenever we face difficulty, our tendency is to forget all the love of our Lord. That we can just look back, and if we look with an open eye, is unmistakable. Oh, but our nature in Adam is such that we will forget it. Evil, unbelieving heart.
因为这是我们人的一个天性，当我们面对任何难处的时候，我们就忘记前边所有的这些经历。其实这些经历我们回头可以明鉴的，但是呢，我们因着恶心会忘记。
That evil, unbelieving heart is such that, according to the words in Hebrews, it causes us to fall away from the living God.
希伯来书这里边告诉我们，是因着这个不信和恶心。我们远离了永生神。
And it simply means that it creates a breach between the Lord and you. And a breach in which His doubt is in question in our hearts.
就是在我们和神之间产生了一个裂痕，这个裂痕使我们对神的爱怀疑。
Our Lord Jesus says, abide in my love.
我们的主耶稣基督说，常住在我的爱里。
Now, it's amazing to me, because this is chapter 15 of the Gospel of John.
这是非常奇妙的，因为这是约翰福音的第十五章。
And of course, is the great chapter about the vine.
但我们知道，这章经文里边讲到一个非常伟大的一件事情，就是关于葡萄树。
Who is the vine?
谁是那个葡萄树
？Our Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣基督是。
I am the vine. You are the branches.
他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
We were by amazing grace, brothers and sisters, united, joined to our Lord Jesus, just as a branch.Is completely organically in life joined to its vine.
我们是借着神的恩典，我们的这些枝子是非常有机生命的，和这个枝子和树被连接在一起。
And our Lord says, "Abiding me." That's the first thing that you read in the first verses of that chapter.
我们知道第十五章第一开始的时候就说你们要常住在我的里边。
And a little later, you hear, "Abiding my love."
并且在后来的时候，主耶稣基督要常住在我的爱里。
So I've been meditating on that and asking myself, well, how are we going to understand the two abiding me on the one hand and abiding my love?
我在一直在思考这件事情，我们怎样能够住在主里，然后又住在他的爱里
？Is the Lord talking about two different experiences that I need to learn how to abide in Him, and at the same time I need to learn how to abide in His love?
是不是主耶稣基督在这里边讲到两个不同的经历，住在他里边和住在他的爱里边
？Well, I'll leave with you, and you take it or leave it, right? What has been my impression as I've been meditating on this?
我要这个留给弟兄姐妹们在主面前有些思考。
I don't think that the Lord is talking about two different experiences.
我自己不感觉主耶稣基督在这里面是讲到两个不同的事情。
Or at least, you can help me to see if I'm not seeing something. I'm very happy about that. But I cannot see at all how it would be possible for me to abide in our Lord and not being abiding in His love.
对我来说呢，我觉得没有办法能看见我们住在他的里边和住在他的爱里边的区别。如果弟兄姐妹们如果有不同的想法的话，我愿意一起来交通。
Conversely, I cannot see how I can be abiding in His love and not being abiding in Him.
同样的呢，如果我们住在他的爱里边，我们也不能够不住在他里边。
The more I meditate, I'm convinced that the abiding in my love is an explanation of the essential nature of abiding in Christ.
我越来越感觉到我们住在他的爱里边就是一个住在他里边一个实际上的方法和解释。
To abide in him simply means that we are resting, abiding in his love for us.
我们住在他里边实际上就是让我们能够安息住在他的爱里。
It's as if it's a description of the essential nature of that experience of abiding me.
实际上这是对于这个住在他里边的一个从本质上的一个经历。
Now, as we know, the word abide, it carries with itself the idea of something that remains, something that there is a permanence in that.
我们知道这个住字啊，它所代表的是一个在里边，是一个永久性的。
There is an idea that something is being renewed constantly, and then you're abiding.And that's what our Lord Jesus is commanding us, to abide in Him or abide in His love.
我们住在他里边，住在他的爱里边，主耶稣基督在提醒我们，是一个不断更新，一个稳固的一个过程。
So it seems to me that this matter of abiding in our Lord Jesus or in His love is something that has to be continually renewed in us.
所以主耶稣基督在这里边提醒无论是住在他里边住在他的爱里边是需要常常被更新的一个过程。
In fact, a verse that has been coming to me in connection with this matter is the wonderful verses that we sang right before the message.
有一节经文出现在我的里边就是我们所唱到的。
The amazing verses in Lamentation chapter 3.
是在耶利米书的第三章耶利米哀歌的第三章。
And the prophet Jeremiah, he says, the Lord's, verse 22, the Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
是讲到耶利米哀歌讲到他的慈爱怜悯不至断绝是每早晨都是新的他的信实极其广大。
And the verse describing the love of God in terms of His loving kindness, of His compassion, says it's something that is new every morning.
讲到他的信实，他的慈爱，每早晨都是新的。
So again, it's something that over the years I always meditated on that verse, and I have to confess to you, brothers and sisters, I think I got the pretty wrong mental image about that verse.
我在过去这些年日当中常常来默想这件事情但是我必须向弟兄姐妹们承认在我里边这个头脑里边这个图画是错的。
Because it says that the loving kindness of the Lord, they are new every morning.
这里边讲到说你的怜悯和慈爱每早晨都是新的。
So the picture that oftentimes came to my mind is like, well, is there like a,reservoir in heaven of the love of the Lord. And you know, through the day, that reservoir, he has to use so much of his love, to me, oh, for sure. His mercy, his loving kindness, he uses it more and more and more. And that is almost as if, is that reservoir getting lower, lower, lower? And then the next morning, it gets refilled, replenished.
我里边那幅图画呢，就好像是一个水库。这里边的水代表主耶稣基督的恩典和慈爱。我每天用的就一天天这一天开始减少第二天好像要重新再充满一样。
Of course, the very thought of that is pretty ridiculous. I hope you agree with me.
我想这个想法呢是非常不对的我相信你们会同
意。And yet, when we, it's a risk if we are hyper-literal with certain statements in scripture.
我们有的时候特别是有点太注重这个字句了。
Because it says they are new every morning.
因为他说每早晨都是新的。
Well, There is a verse in the New Testament that I think helps me to adjust my mental picture about what's going on in Lamentation.
因为圣经新约当中有一个有一句话呢，帮助我能够重新一次调整我对这句话的认识。
Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16, the Apostle Paul says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed."
因为保罗在这里，对不起，保罗在这里边说，我们不丧胆，外体虽然损坏，但我们的内心却是一天新似一天。
It's quite interesting because the word in the Septuagint translation of the Old Testament, which is probably what the Apostle Paul used, the new there every morning is the same word as our inner man being renewed day by day.
我们知道这里边这两个词在旧约里边讲到每早晨都是新的，这个新和保罗所说的我们的内心一天新似一天是一个字。
So what is being renewed exactly if you go back to Lamentations?
所以我们回到耶利米哀歌里边，我们看见是什么更新了呢？
Well, I can tell you on the authority of the Word of God, God is the same. There is no shadow of turning in Him as we sing. There is no reservoir of love in heaven that gets lower and lower every day because He has to dispense so much love to us and He has to be replenished.
我们知道神的话语告诉我们说他是永远不变的。神是一位昨日今日一直不变的神，不像有一个水库，它的水会慢慢的减少。
Oh, brothers and sisters, but our inner man, it needs to be renewed day by day.
但是我们里边的人要一天一天的更新。
And as your inner man is renewed morning by morning, guess what? You experience afresh His amazing, eternal, unchanging love.
当你我里边这个人被一天天更新的时候，我们每天能够经历神那个新鲜的爱。
Abide, remain in my love.
住在主里，一直住在他的爱里。
Let me ask you, dear brother and sister, are you being renewed in your inner man day by day?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们要问，我们里边的人是不是每一天在更新？
Are you beginning each day in the presence of the Lord, gathering that manna that He has provided, the manna of His grace in the beloved Son, and out of that being renewed day by day.
我们是不是每天开始的时候来到神的面前，能够从天上领受神所赐的玛纳，那个玛纳让我们里边能够更新。
If we are to abide in our Lord, that renewal is absolutely essential.
如果我们住在主里边，这个更新呢，就是它是一个本质性的。
No optional matter whatsoever.
它不是一个选项。
Think in Israel in the wilderness.
我们想一想以色列人在旷野当中。
Manna that was supposed to be gathered every single morning before the heat of the day, mind you. Otherwise, you know, it melted and that's it. You lost your window of opportunity.
我们知道他们采玛纳是每一天在早晨日头出来之前，否则就太晚了。
Brothers and sisters, that was their lifeline.
弟兄姐妹们，这是他们的生命线。
That was their sustenance for the day.
他们是他们一天能够靠以活命的事。
And brothers and sisters, in the spiritual realm, the same with us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在属灵的境界当中也是一样。
Our Lord Jesus, the bread of heaven.
我们的主耶稣基督是天上的粮。
Oh, morning by morning, to gather that, to receive of Him, abide in my love.
每天早晨我们能够从他得取生命的粮，连住在他的里边。
Are you availing yourself of your Lord morning by morning?
我们是不是每天早晨来等待我们的主？
You know, I remember Brother Christian Chen. He said something that really helped me.
我还记得陈锡宗弟兄所说的，对我来讲是非常有帮助的。
Because he suggested, well,Maybe we don't need to take this in a hyper-literal way. It has to be in the morning. Between 5:30 and 6. No, no, we don't have this kind of instructions about what's the time to gather that man.
我们陈锡宗弟兄说呢，我们也许不需要把这个时间好像非常准确的定规在比如说5点半到6点这样。
But one thing is for sure. It has to be before the heat of the day.
但是很确定的一件事情就是在那个日头
And of course, if we take that literally, it has to be early in the morning before the sun rises.
那当然呢，这就意味着是在早晨日出之前。
I suspect that for most of us, that is the right time to do it.
我相信或者是我感觉呢对大多数的弟兄姐妹们这都是非常对的事情。
Because after you go through your day at school or at work and you come back home beaten up, you know that your brain is kind of half fried or something. And if you try to gather the manna, you say, well, it melted. It's as if I missed my window.
因为当我们经历这一天无论是学习工作各样的外边的冲击的时候我们的脑子已经开始混沌了。但是在收取玛纳的时候已经化了。
Oh, that by the Lord's grace, that habit, a holy habit would be firmly established of being before the Lord in His word and in prayer, morning by morning.
就像我们每天早晨在神的面前，无论是读经祷告，能够养成一个好的习惯，一个属灵的习惯。
And out of that renewal that will happen, you will abide in Christ. You will abide in His love.
我们就会在里边产生更新，我们就会住在主耶稣基督的和他的爱里。
Our time is almost gone, but there is one more thing I have to say.
我们的时间过得很快，但还有一件事情和弟兄姐妹们交通。
You know, abide here in John chapter 15, whether it's abiding me or abiding my love, is something that, by the grammar structure of the phrase, is our responsibility.
我们在这里边看见这个住啊，这个字，无论是住在主里，住在爱里。从他的字面角度来讲呢，是我们的责任。
We are the ones responsible for abiding. See, abide is a commandment.
因为这个是一个命令，所以是我们的责任要住在主的里边。
Now, when you think in the love of our Lord, as in anything that involves God's sovereignty and our responsibility, there is a kind of a tension.
当我们每次思想到神的爱的时候，是他的主权和我们的责任，好像在这里边总是有一些需要平衡的。
Because one thing that I hope has been abundantly clear through this very fragmented three sessions that we had, one thing that should be clear to all of us is this, the love of God is something absolutely sovereign. It begins with Him.
我盼望着借着这几次的特会，有一件事情这几天的信息有一件事情非常清楚的，就是主耶稣基督他的爱是他的主权。
He is the one that says, Jacob, I have loved.
因为他说我却爱雅各。
It's because there is merit in Jacob? Oh, far from it. It's the opposite. But there is a love that is sovereign, that was set on that man, and that's it. He will love him to the end.
是在雅各身上有什么优点吗？完全相反，是他的主权，我却爱雅各。
But here in John 15, we have the other side of things. When the Lord commands us, now you abide in that love, and we have a responsibility in that.
但是在这约翰福音第15章里边，我们看见了另外一个方面，主耶稣基督是让我们住在这个爱里边，是我们的责任。
Well, but there sometimes we run into trouble.
但是有的时候我们会陷入一些麻烦。
Because oftentimes when we see something that we are responsible, there is a commandment, our tendency perhaps is to look at that the wrong way.
因为有的很多的时候当我们看见一个命令我们有责任的时候我们就会用一些错误的方法来对待。
It's as if, oh, it's my responsibility. Okay, let me take this into my own hands.
我们说这是我们的责任我要抓在我自己的手里。
I'll do it.
我要靠着我力量来做。
Yes, yes, yes. I'll abide in the love of Christ.
我要住在主的爱里。
And you know, the Bible, from the beginning to the end, it will show you that's the tendency of the human heart.
我们知道这个是在人类心里边的一个趋向是要住在它里。
You see something wrong? No, I'll fix it. Don't worry.
对不起，是人类的一个趋向就是要自己来做这件事情。发现错了我要自己靠着力量改正。
Adam and Eve, does it ring a bell?
亚当和夏娃在我们里边会带来觉醒吗？
They sin. Immediately they see there's something wrong with us.Of course, because now there is something wrong inside. There is sin that came in. And they see the nakedness. And what do they do? Oh, don't worry, we'll fix it. And they start sowing their, you know, their fig leaves, whatever.
当他们看见自己有罪的时候他们说我们里边错了。他们要做一些事情当他们看见自己赤身露体的时候要弄一些事情来遮盖。
And then it's so telling to me that when the Lord shows up in the garden and asks, Adam, where are you?
所以当耶和华神进到园子里边说亚当你在哪里
At that point, they already made the apron.Of fig leaves.
也许那个时候他们 也许织用无花果柱编织了裙子。
But you remember how Adam answers?
但是我们还记得亚当的答案吗？
He says, I was naked. And, you know, so that's why I'm hiding.
他说我因为赤身露体，所以我要藏起来。
Oh, because deep down he knew that that thing didn't work, that that thing didn't solve the problem. With all, but that's the human tendency, brothers and sisters.
因为在他心里面深处，他确实知道这个无花果树的叶子是不能给他遮盖的。
Or even more dramatic than that, think on the Lord giving the Ten Commandments to the children of Israel.
更让我们感觉奇妙，当耶和华神赐下十诫的时候。
How do the children of Israel answer to those Ten Commandments being given to them?
他们在神所赐给的十诫面前是怎样回答的呢
？They say, Moses, don't worry. All the Lord has said, we will do.
他们说，摩西，不要担心。神所有的诫命我们都会遵守的。
It took them 40 days to break, you know, three of those Ten Commandments.
在40天之内这三个诫命被破坏了。
But brothers and sisters, that is the tendency of our hearts, even after we believe in the Lord, of taking the responsibility that the Lord gives us in our own hands and try ourselves to obey it by ourselves.
这是我们每个人里边的一个倾向。就是在我们接到这个命令的时候，我们要把它放在自己的手里，靠着自己的力量来完成。
And invariably, we end realizing that we cannot do it.
毫无疑问的，每一次都我们都知道我们没有办法做到。
Oh, but how slow we are! At least I'm speaking for myself to learn the lesson.
但是我们至少对我自己来讲，我们是非常缓慢的来学习这些功课。
I believe we misunderstand what is the right.Way to take responsibility.
因为我们常常误解，要用怎样对的方法来完成我们自己的责任。
I remember one time our dear brother Kong.
我还记得江弟兄有一次。
He explained responsibility in this way.
他解释这个我们的责任是用这样的方式。
It's because to me responsibility, don't worry, what the Lord said, I'll do.
因为对我来讲说，没关系，神的命令我来遵守。
And he goes, no, no, no.
他说不是这样子的。
Responsibility means that you're going to respond to His ability.
因为他说我们的责任是讲到我们要向着他的能力所做的反应。
It's not you and I trying to do it, but acknowledging He has given me an ability which is His life in me. I'm going to respond to that.
不是我们自己可以做，乃是我们向着他的能力，他所在我们的生命当中所赐给我们的，我们。来反应。
When we come to this commandment, brothers and sisters, from our Lord Jesus, abide in my love. Oh, the Lord open our eyes to see that we can only do it if we respond to His ability that He has given us.
当我们来看主耶稣基督这个命令，常住在他的爱里边，愿他开我们的眼睛。只有当我们借着他的能力，在来向他有反应的时候，才能够做得到。
Let me try to clarify this.
或者说我们更清楚地讲一下。
We have been considering Romans, especially chapter 5.
我们这几天一直在交通罗马书第五章。
Which is, and the first 8 chapters of Romans especially, are about God's great salvation towards us.
或者是我们可以说呢，罗马书的前八章都讲到神那个伟大的救赎。
And if you were here yesterday, we were talking that the first part, the first 4 chapters speak of our justification. How the Lord has justified us by faith.
我们知道头四章，如果昨天你在的时候，我们提到呢，头四章是讲到我们的称义，主耶稣基督叫我们称义。
But that's just the beginning of His salvation. There is way more than that.
然而这是他救恩的开始，在这之后还有更丰富的。
And then we come to Romans, especially verse chapter 6, 7, and 8.
当我们来到罗马书第六、第七、第八章的时候
，And you know, I have to confess to you.The order of those chapters, 6, 7, and 8, I always had a bit of a problem as I read them, and I was really confused about the order.
我必须向弟兄姐妹承认，当我读罗马书第六、第七章、第八章的时候，我觉得这个顺序是有些让我感到困惑的。
As I read them, I was, wait a second, chapter 7 should be chapter 6, and then chapter 6 should be chapter 7. That's how I felt.
我总是感觉呢，第六章应该是第七章，第七章应该换过来和第六章。
Because you remember, in chapter 6, Paul is dealing how we are delivered from sin.
因为我们知道在第六章里边，保罗说我们怎样得救赎。
It's part of your full salvation.
是我们完全救恩的一部分。
We are supposed not just to be forgiven, that's justification, but we are supposed to be delivered in our Christian life from the power of sin controlling our lives.
我们不仅仅能够得到这个救恩，我们并且能够从罪的权势当中被救出来。
And do you remember how Paul, by the Holy Spirit, he presents what is God's provision to deal with, to break that power of sin in our lives?
我们还记得保罗在这里边是借着主耶稣基督怎样借着他的恩典把我们从这个罪的权势当中拯救出来。
Chapter 6, verse 6, knowing this that our old man has been in the past crucified with Christ.
讲到第六章第六节，因为我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝。
That's it. When our Lord Jesus died on the cross, he took with him our old man.
主耶稣基督站十字架的时候，也把我们的旧人一同被钉在十字架上。
Oh, it's the greatest deliverance ever.
这是一个何等大的拯救。
Because our old man, that is the source of all trouble, that is habitually sinning, our Lord Jesus took, crucified him, and now we are delivered from the power of sin.
因为我们的旧人就是那个问题的根本，因为他已经习惯于犯罪，但主耶稣基督把那个旧人与他一同钉在十字架上。
But then strangely enough, you come to chapter 7, and Paul is starting to describe his experience. As a believer, mind you,
但很常奇怪的我们看见到第七章的时候保罗开始讲到他自己的经历也是很多基督徒的经历。
And you remember what a sad chapter that is.
我们还记得这一章所说的。
He speaks in the present tense. He's not talking about something in the past, which seems to indicate that he's describing his experience as a believer.
他那个时候是用一个现代词来讲到，讲到好像他那个时候的经历。
And he says, I do not understand my own behavior.
他说我完全没有办法能够明白我自己的这个行为。
Because the good I want to do, I do not do. The evil I hate, I end up doing. And that's the struggle, the painful agony of the Apostle Paul in chapter 7.
在第七章里边，我们看见保罗心里边那个苦，那个痛苦。他说我所要行的善，我没有办法行。但那我所不愿意行的恶，我却行。
And I always went, but wait a second.But he already said in chapter 6, before that, that our old man was crucified with Christ. Why is he going back to this, you know, this struggle with sin and all that?
这里边让我产生一个困惑，因为在第六章已经告诉我们说我们的旧人与基督同钉十字架，为什么我们还有这些困惑呢？
But you see, brothers and sisters, that's exactly the point.
但弟兄姐妹们，这是一个非常重要的一点。
Chapter 7 represents the Apostle Paul trying to enter into that experience by his own strength.Just notice the number of times he says, I want this, I don't want the other, I forget the number. It's more than 20 times there is I. That's chapter 7.
但是这是正是这个问题的重点，就是在第七章里边，保罗呢是讲到他自己的经历，这里边他靠着自己的能力，他说了很多我要这样，我要这样，有很多次。
Chapter 7 represents a man trying in his best intentions to live the Christian life in his own ability.
第七章就是讲到一个基督徒靠着他自己的能力要想要做到最好成为一个基督徒。
But at the end of the chapter, his eyes are open.
但是在这章结束的时候我们看见他的眼睛
都开了。When he gets to the climax of his agony, who shall deliver me from this corpse that is attached to me? This wretched man.
第七章结束的时候他里边有一个痛苦的呐喊说谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体。
And that's his cry.Thank God for Jesus Christ, our Lord.
然而他里边有个呼喊说感谢神借着主耶稣基督就能脱离。
You see, it's as if he's telling us, oh, my eyes were open. It's not about me trying to live the Christian life. Oh, it's Christ in me. Thank God that's the deliverance.
所以好像他的眼睛突然间得开他说不是我自己的努力乃是主耶稣基督在我里边靠着主我就能够脱离。
And then you come to chapter 8. Now tell me, how many times you hear I in chapter 8?
我们来到第八章的时候，弟兄姐妹们有没有注意到这里边还有很多我吗
？I think he's going to say one at the end, but I think it's one or twice.
也许有一两次。
But how many times he mentions the Holy Spirit in chapter 8?
但是在第八章里边，我们有没有注意到多少次提到圣灵
？Brothers and sisters, that is the ability that was given to you. God Himself, in His Spirit, coming to dwell in you.
这是神所赐给我们的能力，是在圣灵里边神赐给每位弟兄姐妹们。
And Paul in chapter 8, he's just responding to his ability.
所以我们看见第八章的时候是保罗呢在这里边向神的能力来反应。
Do you notice the difference?
我们看见这些区别吗?
It says, now there is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
所以他说在基督里边就不再定罪了。
The word condemnation can be judicially applied that, you know, you're not going to be condemned, but it also it has a civil use in Greek, which means there is no more lack of strength.
所以我们知道这个不再定罪实际上是一个法律的词汇但是在我们的日常生活当中也是同样 是有用的讲到我们就不再缺乏能力。
Because that's chapter 7.
因为那是缺乏能力是第七章的事情。
A believer, the most eager believer ever, probably Paul, that realizes how he doesn't have the ability that he wishes he had in himself.
我们知道就是像保罗这样的使徒他也需要认识到在他里边是没有能力的。
It's a chapter about lack of strength to please God.
是这一章完全是讲到我们里边没有能力来讨神的喜悦。
But now, chapter 8 verse 1, there is no more condemnation or lack of strength for those who are in Christ Jesus.
但第八章就告诉我们说在基督里边就不再定罪了或者在基督里边就不缺乏能力了。
Why? Because the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free, delivered you from the law of sin and death.
为什么呢？因为赐生命圣灵的律在耶稣基督里释放了我们，使我们胜过那肉体和死的律。
Brothers and sisters, that is the rest of chapter 8.
这就是第八章后来所讲的。
It's his ability given to you and me in the person of the Holy Spirit.
是他的能力赐给我们，让我们成为基督徒。
That is God's full salvation.
这是神完备的救恩。
I once heard an illustration, and I think it's worth mentioning.
我听过这样一个例子，我觉得需要我们值得我们来提一下。
You know, if you're in a shipwreck in the middle of the ocean, and you know that's it, no life jacket, no anything, and you're there in the water, you know that you're doomed.
如果我们想象在这个大海的当中，船破了，没有救生艇，没有救生圈。
But think about, let's consider this. Someone comes along.And throws your life jacket, right, from a boat. Say, hey, here's a life jacket.
我们想一想，有一个人来到我们的面前，跟我们一个救生衣说，穿上这救生衣。
Well, that's wonderful. You're not going to drown.
很好，我们就不再会被淹没了。
In a way, that's your justification. That the Lord, He delivered you from certain doom.
这就是我们的称义，神把我们从那个死亡当中救出来。
But what if that boat now turns around, say, okay, here's a life jacket. You know, good luck with that. Goodbye. And leaves you there in the water for the rest of your days.
但是如果我们想象一下，如果这个船只是扔给我们救生衣，然后说，好了，你自己来做吧，他就走了。
That wouldn't be much of a salvation, would it?
这就不是什么很好的救恩了。
Oh, but God's salvation is not just a life jacket, but now He takes you out of the water. He puts you in the boat. He takes you to land.
但是我们的神的救恩不仅仅赐给我们一个救生衣，并且把我们带到船上，带到陆地上。
And that's Romans 6 and 8. And 7 explains that our mistake to trust in our ability.
这就是罗马书第六章和第八章。第七章是说我们在常犯的错误是靠我们自己的能力。
I just want to conclude with the verse we read at the beginning in Zephaniah chapter 3.
我们要再读一下这个西番雅书第三章
Zephaniah 3 verse
17 第三章十七节
The Lord your God is in your midst a victorious warrior He will exalt over you with joy He will rest in His love He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy
耶和华你的神施行拯救大有能力的主他在你们中间必因你欢欣快乐默然爱你，并且因你喜乐而欢呼。
Brothers and sisters, this is again one of those verses that we cannot even believe what we are reading.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这节经文我们都好像读的时候都不敢相信。
Because God says, I will rest in you because of my love for you.
因为他说我因着我们的爱要在你里边欢呼。
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord, if we realize that He is resting,In His love for us, we can find rest in that.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，若是神因着爱在我们里边得着安息，我们也可以在他的里边得着安息。
But how is that possible? How the Lord can rest in something like me? I don't get it.
这是怎样成为可能的？神怎样能够在我们像我们这样的人里边得着安息呢？
As we have been considering, we are all Jacob's. We are all poor, unworthy material. How can he possibly rest in me?
像我们所谈到的，我们都是雅各，我们都是一些非常无用、非常贫穷的材料。那他怎样可以在我们里边得着安息呢？
Don't you know the answer, dear child of God?
他说：“你们知道这个答案吗，亲爱的神的孩子们？”
God has His delight in His beloved Son.
因为主耶稣基督喜爱他的儿子。
But when you believed in Him, God has placed you in Christ, in the beloved Son.
当我们相信主的时候，神已经把我们放在他的爱子主耶稣基督里边。
And He can rest in that love that He devotes to His Son. Now is devoted to you in the Son. It's not just in what we are in ourselves, but in the Son.
他可以在他的爱子里边得到安息，我们在他的爱子里边，我们也同样在他里边。
This needs to be illustrated.
我们要这样举一个例子。
A really old illustration. You see this little paper here?
我们这是一个非常古老的例子。
Insignificant. I can tear it apart in just in 2 seconds, right?
这是一张微不足道的纸，我可以在两秒钟之内把它撕碎。
This is you and me.
这就是我们。
Worthless in ourselves.
就是我们自己来讲是不配的。
But you know.Then in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, we read, By His doing, you are His, you belong to Him, in Christ Jesus. That is the Father's doing. He has placed you in the Son.
但是哥林多书告诉我们说，我们被放在耶稣基督里，我们是放在这个爱子里边。
So say that this is Christ.
所以我们说这是主耶稣基督。
This is you.
这张纸是我们。
The Father has placed you in Christ.That's your address spiritually. You are in Christ Jesus who became from God wisdom and justification and sanctification and redemption.
所以主耶稣基督已经把我神已经把我们放在主里边了，在他里边我们可以得着神的安息，并且经历这救全备的救恩，不仅仅是称义，而且我们能够成圣。
Now the Father looks at you. What does he see?
当这个时候神看你的时候，他看见的是什么呢？
You are here.
我们在这里边。
Did you see me? Placing it?
你看见这里，我们还看见我们自己吗？
Oh, but what does the Father see, brothers and sisters?
但是神所看见的是什么呢？弟兄
姐妹？ He sees his beloved son.
他看见是他的爱子。
And so he can say of you and of me, I am resting in my love for you.
所以他可以对我们说，他在他的爱里边，在我们里边得着安息。
Abide, remain.In my love.
住在他的爱里。
Don't let anything, any breach to come between that love and you.
不要让任何的事情在这个爱中间产生裂痕。
That's what the enemy tried to do from the very beginning, from Genesis, in the wilderness in the Old Testament, to our Lord Jesus.
这就是、oh, 对不起，这就是仇敌一直所做的事情，从创世纪。在以色列人的旷野当中，一直到主耶稣基督受试探。
Don't let any breach to come between you and your Father's love.
不要让任何在我们和父神之间的爱中间产生。
That never means, brothers and sisters, that we become careless.
这并不意味着我们就无所关心、无所事事。
That we will be casual about sin, about the world. No, it never means that.
也不是意味着我们对罪也毫无感觉了，对这个世界毫无感觉。
It's kind of the opposite.
而且是相反的。
Now, because that ability, the spirit of the Son is in me, oh, I don't want to grieve him.
乃是因着神圣灵在我们里边，我们不愿意让圣灵担忧。
That's what it means, abide in my love.
这就是住在爱里的意思。
Keep short accounts with the Lord.
让我们能够常常来到主耶稣基督面前来记载我们的生活。
If anything goes wrong, and it does go wrong, oh, we see, it's not that now because you're in Christ, in yourself, you're as insignificant and as bad as ever.
我们知道我们是在主里边，就是我们个人来讲是毫无重要的。
Actually, our brother prayed something in those lines this morning.
实际上我们的弟兄今天早晨呢也这样的祷告。
In myself, as sinful as ever.
就我自己来讲，是一个充满罪的。
Do you think I'm going too far with this?
I'm sorry.
Do you think I'm going too far in saying that in myself I am as sinful as ever?
或者是大家会不会觉得我这样说是有些过了？
Don't take it from me, take it from the Apostle Paul.
我们不需要看我自己，要看看保罗。
Because that is the progression, quote unquote, of he in himself.
这我们就看见在保罗里边呢，也有一个进步的一个过程。
In 1 Corinthians 15,
在哥林多前书第十五章里
边， he says, well,I am the smallest. I am the least of all the apostles.
他说我是在使徒当中最小的。
Not so bad, right? Being an apostle in itself is great.
这实际上已经很不错了，因为成为使徒已经很不错了。
But then he comes to Ephesians a few years later when he writes to the Ephesians.
当后来的时候，他写到以弗所书的时候。
And in chapter 3 he says, I'm the least of all the saints.
最后呢，他说我是在这些罪人当中的罪魁。
Well, still not so bad, right? Because
对不起，呀，是圣徒当中最小的。
Because he's a saint, even if he's the least, well, not so bad.
他至少还是一个圣徒。
And then he comes towards the end of his life, 1 Timothy.
当我们看见他来到这生命终点的时候
，And he says, "I'm the greatest of all sinners."
提摩太书信里边他说我是罪魁中的罪魁。
Do you see what that means, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，我们看见这些了吗
？You and I in ourselves, forever hopeless. In ourselves, oh, but in Christ is Him in us. We abide in Him. All virtue, all holiness, everything we need is in Him. We derive it from Him, not from ourselves.
就着我们自己来讲，我们是毫无希望的，我们是没有盼望。然而，在主耶稣基督里边，在他那里边有所有的美德，所有的希望。
Learn by His grace.To abide in Him.
借着他的恩典，我们能学习住在他的里边。
If He says, "I rest in My love," oh, you rest in His love for you. That's it.
当他说我在我的爱里边得着安息，在我们里边得着安息的，那就成就了。
And if you're looking to yourself of how miserable, how bad you are, oh, take your eyes off you urgently. Look at Him, because it's not about you. That's Romans 7. It's about Him. That's Romans 8.
当我们看我们自己的时候，我们里边的是何等的可怜，何等的无助。但是把我们的目光放在他上边。
So Lord, we pray that Your Holy Spirit may write His words upon our hearts.
主，我们祷告，愿圣灵把这些话写在我们的心灵的。
Oh, once again, Lord, cause us to see Your amazing eternal love for us.
主啊，再一次让我们看见你何等奇妙、伟大的爱。
That the love You have for us, Lord Jesus, is like the love that the Father had for You.
你向着主耶稣基督的爱，向着我们的爱。
Help us to abide in Your love.
帮助我们能够活在你，住在你的爱里。
Oh, help us to rest in Thy love, in Your love, because You rest in that love for us.
让我们能够安息在你的爱里，因为你安息在我们里边。
How can we thank You enough, Heavenly Father?
我们怎样能够更多的感谢你呢
？You have loved us in such way.
你这样的爱我们。
And we are Yours in Your beloved Son.
我们在你的爱子里边是属于你的。
We pray that especially in these last days that we may learn how to be rooted and grounded in love.
我们祷告特别是在这个末后的时代让我们在你的爱里边有根有基。
To you all the glory.
愿荣耀都来归给你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.